Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We're currently still here every day, every Wednesday
at 4 p.m. Yeah, like clockwork.
We're here. Right now, I'm in Beefa. So this is all pre-recorded.
Yeah, Joe's in our Beefa. It's pre-recorded.
Hence why we're wearing the same clothes.
Same fits. Still stink.
Not that we always wear it. I wear the gym set any fucking day of the week, but it's just easy, innit?
Nice and easy.
It's easy. But yeah, I think I want to introduce this podcast off with saying a congratulations to our good friends. Beta squad for 10 mil. That's a big, big, big achievement.
10 M's, fam. It was just a dream. it used to be a dream.
That's mad, bruv. It's sick.
Now they've done it, man. Feels
sick,
nice.
Sick, bruv.
I was there from the
10
beginning.
10 M's, bruv. 10 M's, bruv.
10 M's, bro. That's 10 M's.
That's big, bruv.
I'm telling you, bro.
Fair play, man. It's sick. Sick, the effort they put into
it. They are the second biggest group.
Yeah, yeah. The Mandem.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
That's Bredges are the second biggest group.
No, I'm saying it used to be called the Mandem.
It used to be called the Mandem.
Basically, the original OG.
Yeah, if you've been an OG, you know about Mandem.
Yeah.
M-A-N-D-M.
Yeah.
It was Chunks, Sharks, AJ, Lawai, and there was one more guy called Jetman. He went to my school, but he ducked out of it early and then it was just them lot left.
Yeah.
And then Nico decided to just take it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, just to make a group.
Yeah. Remember, the talks were just, it was just a...
They're the only people I really watch, is my friends.
Yeah.
I can't lie, bruv, I don't really watch YouTube. Do you watch YouTube?
Nah.
I like lifestyle vlogs, or like just like stuff where there's not really any cuts. I think we should go back to old school stuff.
I think
there's going to be a reset.
I think there is a reset already, but the lifestyle vlogs are just more high quality. Better quality.
Yeah, and it's just the vlogs. I like watching a vlog because you're not getting nothing, crazy edits.
Exaggerated stuff.
Like, I feel like YouTube now is very saturated with just Mr. Beast-like content.
Yeah, because it's just sort of bags.
Yeah, but I think it's just all the same. It's become like a competition rather than authentic. That's why I want to do the lifestyle
vlog
stuff.
I think it got that way. Time it's just ago, being authentic. Just like,
you know what I mean?
Everything's just rinse and reuse apart from, you just got to add your own twist to it. I feel like that's why,
I've got to the point now where I feel like YouTube I was making videos for the audience.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not what you should do. You should make videos for yourself because that is the art in itself. You're making stuff that you want to make. And if people fuck with it, they fuck with it. If they don't, they don't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really enjoying doing I'm in Beef currently, I'm recording the whole thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just being myself. The only thing I'm cutting out is the stuff that,
You wouldn't put on camera anyway, regardless.
Yeah, I wouldn't put on camera anyway. Wouldn't even put on a private story, let it on YouTube. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like baiting out yourself for doing certain things.
People
or whatever, not where you're going. Do you know what I mean? Some things just don't need to be on the internet. But like, I'm trying to record as much as possible. And brother, I fucking love it, bro.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
I feel like it's the most I've ever been myself on YouTube, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I'm not trying to be like, yo guys, I start the video like, yes, so what with it? Boom. It's just me.
Just in there.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like obviously each to their own, but I feel like I've outgrown watching that kind of like young, well, it is young content, isn't it?
It is.
It's young content, but it's what bangs and I respect it. But like me as like an older viewer.
Yeah.
And I know there's obviously older people that still watch YouTube now.
Yeah, of course.
I just feel like that kind of content. Like, do you ever watch that, the travel vlogs?
Yeah, of course.
They're sick,
They're
bro.
Good.
They're sick. Good.
So I was like, the other day, me and Vinny was just sitting there going through this brother's channel. He just goes.
Who?
I forgot his name. He's like 60, bro. But 60. I love his content. He goes, he's got like all this camping equipment, bro. like top of the range shit. He'll go to like a mad place in the snow and just camp for one night, yeah, and just see how he does it. And I'm like, why do I like it? I'm like, yeah, proper love.
No, because it's like 2 hours of foot. I watched some of these, I think he's called Xander Saint. Oh, some Canadian bruh. Some Canadian bruh. But bruv, he'll go like into the wilderness in Canada. I think he's in Canada. He sounds Canadian, so I'm assuming he's in Canada. For like a week. All he's got is like a canoe boat, like some little just things to survive. That's it. I think that's sick.
I think it's it because I'd want to do it.
Yeah, and I watch it, and it's like kind of ones where you have it on in the background, but it's so you can still say,
yeah, you can still lock
in. You're not going to miss nothing, yeah, because it's not really a lot of cuts, not really, you know what I mean? And it just makes you feel at peace, like you feel alone.
Yeah, it's peaceful.
I'd have to be alone, like away from everyone.
Would you do one of them?
Yeah, I keep trying to convince Casey to come camping with me again.
At the end of the day, me and you, we're on the old travel now.
Yeah. No, I'm on about like going in the woods.
No, but I mean like we could go somewhere like,
yeah,
snowy.
Yeah.
And just like camp out in the snow.
See, if I'd done the camping thing, I'd want to just bring an old flip phone.
And just...
Just so I can call if I need to.
Yeah.
Like proper detox from social media.
Wow. Would you
yeah, I think
you like
that.
You like that stuff.
Yeah, I like that shit.
To be fair, so do I in a way.
I just get anxiety nowadays that because where obviously I make money off my phone, that is my business. It's like I get anxiety when I'm not near my phone in case something to do with work comes up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you should do the travel vlog. I feel like you'd be good doing the travel vlogs.
I'm doing them. I was like, coming out tonight, actually.
What one? What
I
one?
Need to promote that. Do you want to get a Live-O promotion?
Yeah, let's see how Johnny does it. Live-O, yeah? Yes, guys. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
You know that. Yes, you lot. Oh, fuck me. Look at the barnet.
Ready?
Yes, you lot, there's a new video coming out tonight at 7 p.m. Yeah, you lot are going to enjoy it. It's a birthday vlog. Make sure you set your alarms for 7.
Ah, go and watch it. We're filming a podcast and that's made it.
There we go, boys. That's how you do it. But yeah, it's a sick vlog. I went to Motion Twigger and I had a little shopping spree up London. But it's just being myself. It's
sick, you're just
bruv.
Doing your thing, man.
Just doing my thing, bruv.
But you know what you can do? Look, so what I'm saying is, when I'm saying do the travel thing, it's like, do that, but cater it towards YouTube. So like now,
no, of course.
So what I'm saying is now, for example, be for vlog, birthday vlog, blah, blah, blah. That's authentically 100% you. Mm. If you wanted to keep doing them style of videos because you enjoy it, yeah? Like for example, the other day, Kenny dropped that
Morocco vlog.
It was tailored
to YouTube.
In a way on YouTube.
Yeah.
To the most dangerous place in Morocco.
No,
right?
I know what you mean.
But then when you watched it, it was just the last one.
Yeah, no, the title. Yeah, the title.
Just run it up.
Yeah.
Run it up.
You got to title it some sort of clickbaity because you just got to tailor it to YouTube.
Has to be.
I already know. Well, actually, I'm not going to say it yet because, like, it's going to shoot me in the foot. But I already know what I'm titling my beef vlog.
Okay, so then
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to draw people in.
Yeah. I shagged 3 girls.
No. We got a massive fuck it. Where it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Don't matter. Leave it. Don't matter. They'll see it anyway.
They'll
see
like,
it when they see it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to play a game with you.
Go on.
So. Basically, the game is you have to come up with doesn't have to be a celebrity, just someone who is like known, innit? Like it can be an MP, rapper, footballer, just someone that's okay, very known. Don't make it hard. I mean, very known.
Okay.
And basically, we give each other 5 guesses. The clues, five clues, yeah?
Yeah.
Whoever can get it on the furthest clue, the least clue.
Okay.
Wins the game. Yeah. But obviously the clues, say if it's Donald Trump, the clues get easier. So the first clue might be he's blonde. Okay, who the fuck could that be?
Yeah.
Second clue is blah, blah, blah. The fifth one might be he's prime minister. Right, prime minister?
President.
Was president. But
yeah.
Maybe that's a bit too much of either way, but it gets...
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Okay, I got mine first. I know what I've got.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Let me lock in. I'm locked in.
How many guesses should we give you?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. He's very famous.
He's very famous?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start off very bland. Oh, you got to know who it is.
Go, go, go.
I'm from New York.
Wait. Casanat.
No, that's one guess.
Fuck. Go.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
It's 2 guesses gone. Why don't you just wait?
I don't want to. I want to win.
Okay. How do I make this? It's not.
He's from New York.
Okay. I love a do-rag.
What the fuck? From New York. Don't do any more.
They're going to get easier now.
From New
I'll
York.
Make it easier now.
loves a do-rag. From New York, loves a
do-rag. If you guess, you're done, so you might as well get more clues if you're not sure.
Okay, go on.
I love a bulletproof vest.
Oh, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Oh, there we go, 50 Cent. I was going to go, I got shot 9 times.
Shit!
I'm a rapper.
Do you know what it is? Why did I fly out the block so quickly?
You got it on number three.
I got it on number three.
Number three. Cool. Go on. Let me know if you lot got at home. Do you know?
All right. I got you. I'm from Canada.
Drake.
Nope.
Go on, give me another one.
Woo! What might give it away? Hold on.
That's what I didn't want to do.
I'm from Canada. I'm not that tall.
Can I Google something who I think it
wait,
is?
Wait, hold on.
No, let me just Google
what's going on here? Wait, hold on. What's going on there? No, are we allowed Google to Google?
Yes, of course you are.
Oh, we're allowed to Google?
Yeah, but I'm not good. I don't know if this is this person.
Yeah, but that's going to help you figure out if it is.
It's 1.73 meters high at all.
Yeah. Think about this. I'm 1.9.
That's 5'6". Okay, I'm going to go for a guess. The Weeknd.
No.
Fuck!
Clue three. Okay, so look. If you don't get this one.
Then you've won, yeah.
I'm an artist.
Canadian artist who's short. Lil Uzi's not Canadian, is he? No.
Don't get it. I'm about to go one up. I'm about to go one up.
Is he actually bare famous?
Yeah. I'm about to go one up. If you don't get this one, I'm one up.
Yeah, you are. Canadian artist. Short. Give me another clue.
Yes. So 1-0 right now.
Yeah.
I'm in jail.
Oh my God. How did I not go for your favorite artist? That's the most blatant Tory Lanez, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck, man. How did I not get that, bro? Hey, fuck's sake, bro.
I think that was smooth play by me.
Fair play. No. Fair play.
All right, go on.
So apparently this is the top 15. The top 15 worst pains a human being can experience.
Go on.
Number 15, a bullet ant sting. Have you seen my man
is
do
it?
That? Like I've
Coyote
seen that.
But you know what? For me, that brother just overreacts.
He sounds like
everything.
He's bossing, bruv.
Genuinely overreacts to everything. He goes,
have you seen when he's stinging it?
He holds his breath and says,
He done a sting in it all, didn't he?
Yeah.
And they obviously don't have them in America. It's
and
an
he's
English
mad.
We have them all
over the place. This is what I'm trying to say. Is it that bad? From a stinging nettle.
Just spat all on that. Lovely. Next person.
Lovely.
Yeah, like a bullet ant sting, I bet it was fucking
I reckon that would hurt, yeah.
Do you reckon you're good with pain?
Yeah. Emotional, no. But that's crazy. Physical, I don't know.
I think I'm quite good with pain.
I think I'm good with pain.
I'm good at gritting my teeth.
Yeah, I can get through it.
Yeah.
Like
even little things. Sometimes I get nose hairs that come out, I just rip them out.
Yeah, see that.
But I say to Joe, when you're pain, he's like, I can't, it hurts too much. It makes your eyes water and that.
I think with everything, like, what's the most pain I've had?
Mine's definitely that, my leg.
That was the most painful.
That was, oh.
Yeah, but that was terrible, I can't lie. I think when I snapped my arm up, because that I busted this arm badly.
Yeah, we said about that. You fell on it. Funny,
yeah. Fucking, it's all got bones sticking out of it now. That was mad pain.
Yeah.
And I was all right.
A bullet ant sting apparently paralyzes your arm, doesn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, apparently it paralyzes.
Is it poisonous or not?
According to Dr. Justin Schmidt, the bullet ant has the most painful sting on the sting pain index, level of 4 plus, whatever that means. Schmidt described the pain as pure, intense, brilliant pain.
Like
fire walking over flaming charcoal with 3-inch rusty nail on your heel. No.
Okay. No.
Right, number 14, a torn Achilles heel.
Okay, so that's
I can imagine that is naughty.
I can imagine that's And that's how most ball players go out, guys. Basketball. Achilles tendon. If your Achilles tendon's gone.
Apparently, it's the largest tendon in the body. When the Achilles tendon ruptures or tears, it is said to be the most painful injuries in the world. Ooh, I bet it is.
I can
as
imagine
well.
Though, still, yeah.
I bet it is. Like, oh, man.
Wait, ain't that here, yeah? Ain't that here? This little thing here? Like.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. If someone slices that. Ooh.
Imagine ripping it.
You're fucked.
Ain't that right? Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You know, if someone stabs you there, you're fucked. One of the biggest arteries in your body's there. You'll bleed to death.
Yeah.
But that fucking hurts. I can't lie. I think my own pain index, I think that would hurt a lot. Breaking your thigh bone. You've got to do a lot to break that.
That's probably
the thickest bone in your body, isn't it?
And it's bare surrounded as
well.
Yeah,
you've got to do a lot to break that. If you break that, but oh my God.
Yeah, because every time, look, think about it. Every time you've seen a video or something, someone's broken their leg, it's here.
Yeah, when it like folds and that.
That when it folds up. And goes but like floppy. If someone breaks this bone here,
that's naughty.
You ain't never seen a
that's
man.
That's a motorbike incident, isn't it? That's got to be.
You got to. Real shit's really, gonna happen. Yeah.
You got
like, you ain't never seen someone been folded up from here up, like someone's leg just snapped here. Look how surrounded it is as well. Fine, hammy.
Imagine getting a hammer to the knee. You know, people are tied up and tortured in films and they get hammered to the shattered knee. Oh my days. That fucking kill, bruv.
So that was number 14?
That was number 14, yeah.
Okay, go on.
13, grizzly bear attack. After seeing The Revenant, I believe it.
Genuinely, what the fuck?
The Revenant, innit?
Who made the list?
Someone in it. It's probably 10.
In at number 13, Grizzly bear attack.
That must be absolutely terrifying.
I can fucking bet, yeah. But it's like,
what can you do in that situation?
Do you know what? I saw a video the other day. If you get approached by a grizzly bear, you're supposed to stand still.
Yeah, you meant to go, war bear. Yeah, war bear. Yeah.
And just
that's
like,
all I ever see. Them
see it off. And like, make it seem that if you run, it's game over.
Yeah, because you're prey.
Do you reckon they can catch you?
Bruv, yes.
Are they fast?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can climb trees as well. You can't go nowhere. You can't even go out a tree.
I live in a concrete jungle, guys. I don't know how fast animals are.
Bruv, you know, grizzly bears, when they stand up, can be up to 12 foot.
Is it?
When they stand up, yeah. That's the size of this room.
No, come on.
12 foot.
Oh, no, but deep it.
Yeah, you're 6'3". Stand
up. 6'5".
6'5", stand up. So it's basically just under W. It's basically taller than this room.
Oh, shit, because I'm over half the room.
Bruv. I want to see.
Tell me a grizzly bear can be up to 12 foot. Sorry, guys. Wait. I'm just putting my
grizzly bear height standing.
Never 12 foot, bro. Come on. That's beast, bro.
Oh, 8 to 9 foot.
Yeah, still though. I'd have a punch up with that.
Still though. Wait.
Nah, 9 foot is crazy. Come on.
Tallest grizzly bear.
Yeah, no, you have to go to tallest one.
Yeah, okay, so the tallest grizzly bear ever is 14 foot.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
That's up there, genuinely.
Oh
up there.
My God, that's like a, genuinely, that's a beast.
There. That is the
you
think
have
about
no
it, chance,
big talons like that.
Yeah, I reckon, no. I genuinely reckon we're probably looking at about 14 feet now.
Yeah. That's actually like a monster.
Yeah. That's I shit myself.
Imagine seeing that.
Nah, don't.
Chasing
even.
You down in the woods.
Forget it.
I know I'm on about this country, but that's the one thing I like. You can go in the woods and what's the worst that's going to be there? A fox.
Fox.
Just boot it. You know what I mean? Tries to attack you. Just fucking kick it up the bollocks. Back off. Goes flying. Woo. You know what I mean? But bears do actually look. I was watching something on a bear yesterday. It was a domestic bear, but it was massive. And they actually look like just big dogs. They look like fucking wolverines.
Yeah,
like,
man. I don't know what family they come from.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because
cats, lions.
Domestic cats look like lions.
Yeah.
Hyenas and that look like dogs. Yeah. So they obviously descend from there.
Mm.
But where does a bear come from? Just his own species of fucking...
Just his thing.
And the thing is as well, I might be wrong in it. I'm sure TikTok are going to violate us.
Yeah, they'll
but, grizzly bears are herbivores, aren't they?
I don't know.
They eat fish.
They do eat fish.
But they would just kill you. To kill you. They wouldn't do it to eat you.
They wouldn't do it to scran you.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen a bear eat a human. Yeah, but I've seen the bears eating fish online and that.
Yeah, maybe they have more.
Have you seen that video? That bear that just tears this fucking fish's skin off. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. Putting his paws in it.
Oh my God. And the fish was alive, bro.
It's only a fish, innit?
Yeah.
It's only a fish.
No, but come on. Did that not feel weird to you?
Nah, it's a fish.
When I watched it, I've cringed a bit because I was like, oh my God, it's alive. It's just skin the fish, like its flesh is out.
Yeah, it's
it made me think of myself. Like, imagine someone just skinned me like that.
Yeah, but obviously you're a human. with a lot though. Smarter brain and knows what's going on.
Fucking hell. No, I reckon it knows. It knows what's going on. Come on.
I don't know.
We don't know that though, Johnny.
We don't know that, but like...
Apparently people say that fish have no pain sensors.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why like, people don't mind kidding. Well, look, I love seafood, guys, by the way. There's just mad theories, isn't it, that fish don't have pain sensors. So about it.
But don't lobsters scream when you boil them?
That was a thing of... That's not them in pain. It's something else. Something else is coming out of their body. I can't remember what it is that I saw, but it's not them screaming in pain.
No. Isn't it weird that fucking I deep this the other day? Prawns and lobster are blue before they get cooked.
Yeah, before they get cooked, yeah.
Like when I think about that in the sea, I think about them being...
Red.
Yeah, pink, like red. Yeah,
they're not.
I'm sure in cartoons as well, they're...
The heat on them, that's when they change colour.
Yeah, I'm sure in cartoons as well. Like, yeah, like fucking look at Larry the Lobster and SpongeBob, he's red.
He's red.
I mean, he's cooked.
He's cooked already.
Chavy's cooked.
Yeah. But yeah, now they actually changed colour. Have you cooked the lobster before? Or crab? Or bought
one? Not personally, I haven't done it now.
Yeah, no. When you boil them up, bro, they change colour. Oh,
lobster is Parker. Lobster's Parker. Not when you do it wrong, though. It tastes like fucking ass.
And rubber.
Yeah, and it tastes like out of date, like canned shit.
You've got to do it right. Get it right.
Bit of butter, bit of garlic.
Garlic. Fuck, oh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Garlic butter, mate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Occasion seasoning, I'm telling you.
One man who lived to talk about being mauled by a bear described some of his injuries as a total 28 wounds, including a claw puncture to my right eye. One of my top vertebrae was broken in 5 places and I would undergo multiple surgeries, including a skin graft for my face scalped onto my head.
Fucking
just
up.
One of these injuries sounds unbearable, let alone all at once.
And that's only number 13.
Do you know what number 12 is?
What?
So you're, okay, let's just...
This list is bollocks then.
Who wrote this?
I know.
13 is mauled by a grizzly bear. 12 is childbirth.
All right, let's be careful.
No, let's not be careful. I bet it is painful. But mauled by a grizzly bear.
Let's be careful.
Mauled by a grizzly bear.
Let's be careful.
I'm sure childbirth is very painful. And we're lucky that we never have to go through that.
No, because
I'm sure you're in agony. I get it. But really, would I rather give birth or get mauled by a grizzly bear?
Give birth. Okay.
At least you're not coming out all fucking fucked and that. Do you know what I mean?
Because women say...
Women's made that article.
Women say that it's at the top of the pain scale.
They keep popping them out, though. I'm joking. No, I'm not saying it's not painful.
But you're going to do it, though.
You're going to do it, though. Stop moaning about it, then. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell, like. No, I'm joking.
We're joking.
Yeah, we are joking. I think they know this by now.
Yeah,
but,
please.
Like, you can't compare it to getting mauled by a grizzly bear.
No, genuinely, bro. I reckon every woman would rather give birth than get mauled by a grizzly bear.
100%. I'd rather give birth out of my arsehole than get fucking mauled by a grizzly bear. I must face skin grafted in that.
I was going to say something crazy. At the tip, would you get...
Ooh. Well, you know, you couldn't. Your cock would just be done. It'd just go... innit?
I think your arsehole would as well.
Yeah, but it's just... Your arsehole is pretty more flexible.
Yeah, probably definitely is. Why are we even thinking about that? Yeah.
We love talking about arseholes on this channel.
That is, hey, so look, that's above grizzly bear.
Okay, yeah,
must be mad painful.
It must be mad painful. Must be. Yeah, we'll just take it. As it is.
I don't know. I never know, man. I'm sorry.
The pain of childbirth, while undoubtedly worth the result, has described as feeling of being stabbed in the stomach, menstrual cramps, infinitely multiplied, having one hips pulled apart, or having internal organs yanked out. I do get how it could be.
Okay, so if you're going to describe it like that, that's on scale with a grizzly bear attack.
Yeah.
But is it that though?
My mum said it didn't even hurt her. She said it wasn't even that bad. You lot are just overdoing it. I'm joking.
Someone's going to have something to say.
Oh, fuck them, bruv. It's a joke, bruv. Lighten up. Number 11, kidney stone. Now, I bet this is bad. You have to piss a rock out of your cock.
Is that how it leaves, though, for real?
That's got to be on the same one as childbirth, isn't
it? Is that how it leaves? Is that the only way to get it out?
Kidney stones, still, I think grizzly bear's worse.
Yeah.
You're being mauled by a fucking 8-foot creature, bruv.
For sure.
You're not fearing for your life with a kidney stone,
probably,
are you?
Probably adrenaline's keeping you up there, though, with a grizzly bear. With a kidney stone, it's just you and a stone.
Have you seen Green Mile?
Nah.
You're not seeing Green Mile?
Not to, if you're going to talk about a kidney stone.
No, it's Tom Hanks and his fucking, they're on the death row. And that geezer, I want to help boss. John Coffey, watch it.
I've definitely probably watched Green Mile.
Great film. It's from like 2001 or so, maybe even later. Great film. But yeah, he has a kidney stone in that. And he like can't even piss because he collapsed to the floor in pain.
Is it? No. okay, do you actually get the kid stone up by pissing out?
Apparently.
Fucking hell. I've got to check that out. Because if that's the case, if I've got a kidney stone, I'll just leave it in there.
No, because it hurts while it's in there.
How? Okay.
So kidney stones.
How do they form?
People with kidney stones usually experience a sudden onset of pain below the ribs or and the right shoulder. Along with being unimaginably painful, kidney stones often result in fever, blood and pus coming out of in the urine and vomiting. So basically like you got the flu. Oh, you know that when the pain's so bad, you're dripping with sweat. These stones generally need to grow to 3 millimeters before they...
Before what? Before they can get...
Before they cause a blockage. When that happens, the afflicted will experience the waves of pain until the stone is passed naturally or surgically removed. The largest kidney stone ever extracted from a person was 6 inches.
Fucking
oh
hell.
My God. That's someone's old boy. Oh my days, bruv. Oh! Imagine that coming out, you'd be horrified. Feel like an alien inside you, innit?
They have to do that through surgery. There's no fucking way. I've seen it just now. So they have to break the big ones down for them to come out.
My legs go weak that day.
Yeah, I said 6 inches.
So I'd get a surgery moved. Get out of me.
Imagine that. Now, bro, that one was surgery removed, surgically removed.
Number 10. I'm going to screw my face up again, but we don't know. We haven't had it. A cluster headache.
Okay, go on, fucking elaborate.
What's so,
is that like when it comes in bare waves? And
a cluster
it's
headache is the headaches are a result of neurological disorder. Okay, that results in severe pain on the side of the head, typically around the eye. Okay, yeah, I do.
I know. I get
these headaches, which are not migraines, occur in groups over a period of 6 to 12 weeks. Hence the cluster name.
Wait, they what? They last? Did he say they last for 6 to 12 weeks?
Yeah, those who experience cluster headaches often say it feels as though a hot poker is being pushed into their orbital socket, and they usually occur a few hours after sufferers have gone to bed. So you wake up in the middle of the night. The pain has been called the suicide headache, owing to the occasional tragic impact the condition has on acute sufferers. So people top themselves. Yeah,
they kill themselves after that because they get kill me. They legit. They just want to go, fam. They don't want to feel
it
anymore.
Bad.
What? So no medication, no nothing can like sort that out quickly.
Probably
I'll just get off on codeine. And just be like,
I can't drink codeine. It doesn't mix well with me. I'll be sick every time.
Well, as a pill. Just don't, well, you,
no,
you
no, the
think...
pills. The pills.
Oh, I've got 500 in at home. I had a car crash. Bad back. Codeine. Got bare of it. It's lovely. It's nice. Gets rid of all the pain.
Can't do it. All right, number 9. Second degree burns. I can hear that. You're in a fire.
Get burnt.
Yeah. You know what I mean, I bet that's probably my worst way to die.
Mine's between burning and drowning.
Or maybe getting stabbed to death for all my loved ones. Yeah, you're just bare like cutting my fingers and that.
Oh,
like feeling myself leaking, like slowly losing consciousness, innit? Knowing that's it, I'm gone.
All right, don't fucking talk, Johnny. You're fucking up my head, you know, this podcast.
This happens, bruv. Uncle Drive! Yes, it happens, bruv.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Second degree burns often happen to be wet or moist. I know them ones. And involve blistering or red or white patches.
I've had that on my foot, yeah.
Yeah. Where did I have that for? I had a naughty fucking...
I got it on my foot, bro. I had wax spilt on my foot.
Ooh.
Hot wax. From a facial mask. Like, it was a steamer. And it had wax in the bottom of it.
What was it doing in the fucking... Face?
It was on my lap. So basically, it's a machine that heats up wax. Then you've got a thing that comes up like that. And you put your face in it to steam yourself with the hot wax. And the steamer bit here got stuck to my face. And it was too hot. It got like literally stuck to my skin. So I was like, what the fuck's going on? Tried to get up to get it away from my face. It pushed, it knocked over the whole thing. The hot wax came out, fell on my foot. I was wearing a sock. I ripped the sock off. Bam, my skin was on the sock. I was like,
naughty. Just got rinsed out in the cold water straight away.
Straight there. Right out in the cold water. I was going like that for time.
Naughty.
Yeah,
naughty, bruv. Yeah, the pain of a secondary degree burn is often so severe that I feel like I'm not even like stupid. I just read and talk so fast. I talk so fast and my brain just scans it like that. The pain of a second degree burn is often so severe that the afflicted can go into shock or even lose consciousness.
Yeah.
Because of all the areas exposed and vulnerable tissue, infections are Infections are common following burns and they must be treated very carefully.
Carefully, yeah.
Prevent further pain or tissue damage.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to... We'll go to the third. We go to the top three. Cool. Number three. Oh, my God. How the fuck do you do that? Penis fracture. How the fuck? It's not. It's cartilage, isn't it?
No,
cartilage. It's just blood, isn't it?
Do you know what? Apparently...
Went in too quick. Bro, who's not enough?
No, I'm telling you, it's probably true. Apparently, yeah, the penis, I don't know. I'm going to try and get out of there.
I can imagine it though.
It's loads of little muscles. When you get hard, it's loads of little tiny muscles together getting hard. So you could, do you ever reckon why, like, for example, there's some penises that bend?
Yeah.
It's because one of those little muscles aren't working.
Oh, is it?
So that muscle's disabled and it causes the bend.
Is it?
So you can probably snap it.
Have you ever had it when a girl's riding you, but they got 2 feet there, and you're thinking, you're getting a bit anxious. You're thinking, oh, it's going to slip out and you're landing it.
Slip out.
Oh! Like, you know them ones.
It's happened.
It's scary.
Have you ever had a bend, like a full, like...
Yeah. I don't like that position. It's just anxiety.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you got to hold them there so you're in control, innit? Like, you can't let them do their thing. Because if it slips out and I'm not snapping my cock, bruv. Fuck that, bruv.
Penis fracture is above childbirth.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. It's all about you, lot, innit?
It's all about you, lot. Us going in there to make that happen, we could severely injure ourselves.
Penile fractures are generally a result of blunt trauma, also known as over-enthusiastic sex. This trauma leads to the engorged penile corpora essentially cracking and popping from the strain in a way that a bone would, although it's technically not a bone. Victims of penile fractures experience a sudden bout of horrific pain, swelling and bruising. Luckily, if treated with surgery, the structure can get wholly restored, but the memories may take longer to fade away.
It made everything start hurting when you start.
Yeah, word. Surely number one in there has got to be someone stamping on your bollocks. Innit?
Probably.
Some people like it. I've seen some fucked videos of a bird putting a heel down the pipe. Yeah, and he's going, oh, it hurts so much.
it hurts so much.
You dirty No, we are. Yeah. Okay, so number two is Durkheim's disease. Durkheim's disease is characterized by multiple fatty benign tumors that grow generally on the trunk of the body, and 85% of diagnosis cases occur in women. This is how we're good then.
Who's this? This is 85% women.
Yeah. The condition is often bruv.
You can't really...
The condition is often comorbid with obesity. However, it has been found in men and people who are not obese. The pain from the tumor is so severe it renders some people completely Can we just move on? Because I just look like a fucking fool, bro.
Johnny can't read this. Okay, go on.
Incapacitated. When I got passed on my GCSEs. High grades as well.
Sorry, bro. You can read, man. I've got this.
Anyway, yeah. Number one is Okay, read that. Come on. I'm not just being thick, bruv. What the fuck does that say? You take it from
That's
me.
That's just a simple case of trigeminal neuralgia.
Trigeminal neuralgia, which is, scroll down, ignore the ads.
Neuralgia,
there.
Sorry. It's commonly described as a feeling as if lightning striking one's face.
Lovely.
But trigeminal neural, which can be felt almost anywhere on a person's head, actually originates from the trigeminal nerve functions being disrupted. It is more common in women than men. Yeah. And it's estimated that at least 1 in 20,000 people experience it. But there is no cure for trigeminal, that thing. But it can often be managed with therapy and medication.
Therapy,
episodes can last from just a few seconds to several hours. And in particularly nasty cases, something as light as a gush of air can set it off. Fucking
hell.
Oh my God,
so if you breathe, you're going to get lightning to the face. Just in it. What's going on?
And that's the worst pain in the world.
If it's something to do with nerve pain.
I can think of worse stuff.
If it's nerve pain. Like, have you ever had it sometimes when you move your head really quick, I get a shooting pain from the top of my skull
all
the way down to the back of my ankle. I'm like, Like, oh my god!
But that's how nerves. But that's how nerves work. No, I'll tell you that.
Nerve. Someone else get. Does anyone else get that?
I've got like, my sciatic nerves trapped in my back. It's been trapped there for like a year.
Bad. When if I've done boxing before, yeah. Sometimes I've been sparring, yeah. And as I've got hit, I've moved my head like that, and when I've moved it too quick, I'm like, it's worse than getting punched in the face.
The nerve hurts
like,
more.
Nerve.
Yeah, because
my
nerves...
jaw goes like that. It's like.
Nah, don't. I get it.
When it lasts about 10 seconds, but it is. That's severe.
No, nerve pain is horrible.
Severe. What would you say your top one is, mate?
My top
like
pain.
If you could think of something off the top of your head.
I think, no, do you know what? I'm just thinking of torture. Someone like fucking took my toenails off and then put like a pin there and kept doing that.
Ooh, that is very specific. That'd be horrible.
I don't know why. Oh. Do you get it? Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Think about it. Big toe getting taken off.
Yeah.
And then someone just dropping a pin like that. Mm. Bare little ones. Look.
Oh.
And you're strapped in. You can't even move it. Just one of them ones. Right on the fucking flesh.
You know, I reckon I'd be bad. You're tied to a chair like this. Someone gets a sand gun and slowly goes up your leg all the way to here, all the way up to your heart. Just a sand.
I bet you feel sick.
Yeah, just slowly, like little bits of sand getting at your bone, yeah. Down through your leg. That'd be.
Why do you think of that? See, look, why was it? They were two horrible fucking things.
Yeah, you know? Straight away.
That one's nasty though.
Yeah, that one's nasty.
I let you nasty. Feel that one, didn't it?
Yeah,
felt that one.
You can feel it. Or what about? Oh, not be bad. Yeah, say if you're still alive for it. You know how many Egyptians used to do the mummies? They stick a metal rod up your nose. Swiggle it around and pull your brain out.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, imagine that, but you're still alive.
Wait, stick a rod up your nose?
Like a sharp poker. Get it out of your brain and then like basically pull it out, apparently they used to do. And that's horrible histories of lying.
Okay.
But yeah, that, imagine you're still alive for that.
Why does it make me feel sick?
That'd be naughty. I reckon what'd be bad, I reckon getting shot in the stomach would be bad. I'd really
fucking
hurt.
Fucking hell, yeah. But
I'd really
you die straight away.
Yeah.
Number one.
Really hurt.
Yeah, okay. I say on that note.
Yeah.
Put him in there.
Yeah, I think, we'll leave it there because my head's gone a bit dizzy. After I'm off to Ibiza Friday.
You're in Ibiza right now.
I'm in Ibiza right now, having it off.
I think, yeah.
Can't wait. Maybe I'll see some of you out there. Come say hello if you do.
And if you see me in London, just say hello as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
See you later, everyone.
Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.